You're listening to SBS News.
Greater Sydney is to remain locked down for at least another 4 weeks, with a raft of new rules set to come into place from midnight tonight. Authorities say current stay-at-home orders for Greater Sydney, including the Central Coast, the Blue Mountains, Wollongong and Shell Harbour, will remain in place until the 28th of August. It comes as New South Wales recorded 177 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and one further death. Premier Gladys Berejiklian also says the local government areas of Parramatta, Campbelltown and Georges River are also now under stay-at-home rules, meaning only essential workers can leave these zones. That brings to 8 the number of LGAs in New South Wales subject to stricter rules.
Having an extra concentration and adding in those extra LGAs where that authorised list of workers is very short. We now have 8 LGAs of most highly populated parts of our community in Greater Sydney, not able to leave their home for work unless they're categorised as a very critical worker. Now, that localised targeted response is what we hope will have the desired effect. Having fewer people mobile from those communities where we know the virus is circulating.
And anyone over the age of 18 in New South Wales can now get an AstraZeneca vaccine at a participating pharmacist. The same will be available at state vaccination hubs from Friday. Data from New South Wales Health shows 2/3 of all current cases in the state are under the age of 40. The greatest proportion of cases is in 20 to 29-year-olds, with 540 infections in that age group out of a total of the nearly 2,400 reported so far. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says it's important people get vaccinated to help stop the spread of the Delta variant.
We know from the best studies that vaccination both has individual protection and a very good protection. So even one dose of the vaccines affords some protection, and then a second dose of the vaccines provides high protection against hospitalisation and death. And I'd just like to pause there and remind the community about my recommendation also of bringing forward your second dose of AstraZeneca to somewhere between 4 and 8 weeks rather than the 12 weeks.
And workers who lose hours because of lockdown are to receive up to $750 under a boosted federal support scheme. Coronavirus disaster payments for people who lose more than 20 hours will be increased, with a new rate mirroring the level of the original JobKeeper wage subsidy. Workers who lose between 8 and 20 hours will be eligible for payment, while welfare recipients will no longer be excluded from extra income support. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the increased support after a 4-week lockdown extension for Sydney and surrounds was confirmed. He argues the disaster payments are faster, more effective and better targeted than trying to reinstate JobKeeper.
We're not dealing with a pandemic outbreak across the whole country. When we did JobKeeper, we had to employ it across the whole country all at once, and we did it for 6 months. What we need now is the focused effort on where the need is right now. And so it can be turned on and off to the extent that we have outbreaks that occur. JobKeeper did not have that flexibility. It did not have that agility.
Victoria has recorded 8 new locally acquired coronavirus cases, and all were in isolation during their infectious period. The state's lockdown has eased on Wednesday, with some restrictions still in place, including a ban on private gatherings at homes. And health officials have also confirmed a further person has been identified as a case after working at a Melbourne COVID-19 testing site. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says the case was a traffic controller at the Moonee Valley Racecourse testing site, which has been closed as a precaution.
We do believe that there will be minimal risk to those at the site, that the testing centre was underway. However, the site has been closed. All the staff who have worked on the same shifts have been sent home to isolate and to be followed up.
And Queensland has recorded 1 new locally acquired case of coronavirus. Authorities say the person had been in hotel quarantine after travelling from the Philippines. All of his tests in hotel quarantine were negative, but he felt unwell after leaving and got a test which came back positive. And for the second consecutive day, South Australia has recorded no new COVID-19 cases. The state came out of lockdown this morning, but is subject to strict density requirements in public venues and caps on home gatherings, with masks now mandatory in many indoor settings. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.